It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Getting back to Liam, he's got a great future ahead of him. But once again, we're going to see where he's at. I don't want to say yes, he's here or there.
Okay.
In the end, we just got to, once again, much as Thomas Harley and Lundqvist, the challenges they're going through, he's going to go through the same challenges.
Is it Leon Bichsel?
Bichsel. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
B-I-C-H-S-E-L.
There's no T in it, Bob.
No T. No. Yeah, no T.
I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce it. It was bordering.
I might be saying it wrong too, so don't worry.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes. The emergency brake of the week. It's brought to us by...
This is a good sponsor here.
It is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to give you three candidates, and you get to vote on it at 888-787-1310. And this is a very special edition of the E-Break because it belongs to the Shock Jock. Candidate number one is Corby. This happened just last night on that rant revival. I don't know what you expect when you get the rant back together with Davey and Gordo and Corby. Corby was wronged here, even though he really painted himself into a corner by stopping where he stopped. It was very, very unfortunate. And then, boy, a dog pile ensues that I don't know if we'll ever see again.
Can they not just go and be normal in a public setting? Do they have people that say, I'm sorry, sir?
No, you got always got to look presidential. You got to wear the suit.
He can't have his A.J. Brown jersey on.
Suit.
I mean, people freaked out when Obama wore a tan suit.
You know what was badass?
Well, that was communist.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11. Jeez, was badass.
Oh my God!
What a plane!
There's a promo.
I'm sorry,
you being able to share.
Have you ever seen a plane do that?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
You got to admit. Like if
I mean,
you just
loss of life.
If you just
so
forget
great.
About all the people that died.
I mean, okay. Take the death and destruction out of 9/11. The rest of it was pretty awesome.
Like, think about all the planning.
You have to admit.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Yeah, what a terrible way to start. He was just trying to work his way into the conversation. And what he went on to say was that when Bush came out and threw the first pitch in a Yankees, like, warm-up and wasn't wearing a suit. So
thanks,
President
buddy.
Can't dress down was Corby's point. And that was... I guess the awesome thing about...
His overall point was he wants to see presidents in street clothes more often.
Yeah.
He could have just said it that way.
Said that way instead of saying this one more time.
Can they not just go and be normal in a public setting? Do they have people that say, I'm sorry, sir?
No, you always got to look presidential. You got to wear the suit.
He can't have his A.J. Brown jersey on.
Suit.
I mean, people freaked out when Obama wore a tan suit.
You know what was badass?
Well, that was communist.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11.
Jeez,
was badass.
Oh, my God.
What a plane.
There's a promo.
I'm sorry. No. Being able to share
I
your
mean,
opinion,
have you ever seen a plane do that?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
You got to admit. Like, if
I
you
mean,
just.
Loss of life.
If you just
so
forget
great.
About all the people that died.
I mean, okay. Take the death and destruction out of 9/11. The rest of it was pretty awesome.
Like, think about all the planning.
You have to admit.
Okay.
Let me finish.
So that would make a hilarious drop, but you hate to do that to
yeah,
Corby.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But it would make a really funny drop.
I love fake Corby even more.
Like simple Corby.
Like you do.
I know. I love simple Corby.
All right, there is Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two is another guy from that rant, Dave Lane. Boy, he's been taking a lot of half-court shots here in the last couple of months.
Even when he's got plenty of time on the clock, everything, yeah. He'll just start shooting from half court.
The possession just started, and Davey launches. This was them talking about why today doesn't suck, the fact that they're just so many days away from the WNBA draft. And Dave thought that would be a good way to describe the WNBA draft by saying this, and we'll tell you what it rhymes with afterwards.
61 days until the WNBA draft for the Dallas Wings with the first overall pick.
Yay!
And 7 more days until ticket stock.
That's right. One week, we'll be there.
This year, they're going to be extra absorbent.
Are we going to have by coverage?
Oh, he can't do it. I mean, I don't even know what you think you're...
What? And then he shrugs up his shoulders like nothing happened.
He's so pleased.
This is why you don't win the chili bowl.
All right.
I'm going to call this play.
Oh, love it.
He's still doping. Thing.
The coach is just slamming his headset on the line.
Damn it, Dave.
So what did he say?
I don't know what he said. I have no idea what he said.
It rhymes with hit by hit coverage.
What?
Yes.
He's...
Dave, no, he doesn't say that. Yes, he did.
Hit by hit.
You mean...
Like an up top reference?
Does it start with a C?
I do believe so, yeah. I haven't heard the unedited.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did he think he could say that on the air?
Yes.
Wait, it starts with a C.
How could you have a hard time getting this?
Well, I guess I don't understand that. Okay. I think I know what you mean. Is that the word?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
WNBA draft.
Yeah. Huh.
Yay!
Wow.
Okay.
I do.
You need to have a talk with your guy.
Well, he's not my guy.
You
why?
Brought him up through the system.
Tell him this is not how
you run an offense.
That is so out there that I almost worry for his job safety. Like, I think he needs to really start thinking about it. I love Corby's reaction, though. It is so immediate and so disgusting.
No, wait. Hey, you can't. Okay. There's Dave as candidate number 2. Candidate number 3, another shock jock. As they're having crosstalk with the kick around and the fun house, Travis and Sod had to listen to Peter Welton say this.
The one universal thing that all of us, I think, tend to forget is the ultimate decision maker of our sports happiness or misery is whether or not the person or persons that own and operate your team are a dick.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
I got it. Let's make sure it's flashing in there, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think being in Dallas, we are uniquely positioned to know what it's like having a dip-ass owner.
Yes.
Yeah, he said dip-ass.
Wait a minute. What is going on at this station?
I don't know.
These last two examples, how do they think they can say that on the air?
I guess they think that Trump's gotten rid of the FCC or something. I don't know.
He might have.
Maybe.
So great. It's just a free-for-all. We don't need that regulation.
I mean, would you guys just casually drop the S word like that?
No, I wouldn't casually. And I don't think he did. I think he just got caught up in the moment and went, oh, I can't say that. And yeah.
But he said it.
He said it. Yeah. He said it.
Wow.
So.
I guess I'm just boomer.
Yeah.
You are a boomer
over there, man.
Yeah.
Relax. So is it Corby, Dave, or Peter? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Before I semi-responsibly vote for Dave, may I tell you my Valentine's to you?
Okay.
Dearest Musers, your shows kept me smiling through times that were hard. From Ribby, Skin Lonin, Fake Jera, and Marge. But now that 3 hours defines morning drive, I've lost all desire to remain alive. Cue the gun cocking, firing, ticket mouse last words, and Chris revival music. Love you guys.
Thanks. He had stage directions there at the end.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, morning. First of all, great scatter shooting this morning, Craig. Loved it. Killed it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man. Anytime. Hey, can you get maybe a top five, bottom five things about 9/11 going?
Oh, God, that's a Corby dude. Thing.
Yeah, ask Corby about that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is the real Piper again. Happy Valentine's Day, and I vote for Corby.
Okay.
The real Piper.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
This is me, Cruising Lito, voting for Davey. And this is me uncomfortably handing each of you a Valentine's card like my mom made me give to all the boys in school.
Yeah.
George is complaining about that.
Got a lot of support on that. They need to get rid of Valentine's Day in elementary schools.
One of the worst deals we've ever had.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins? Hello?
I'll say Corby.
Okay. There you go. That's how you get a vote in right there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Give me simple Corby for the win.
Okay. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, musers. This is Piper's real uncle, and I'd like to vote for the snake.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Corby has done it again.
Can they not just go and be normal in a public setting? Do they have people that say, I'm sorry, sir?
No, you got always got to look presidential. You got to wear the suit.
He can't have his A.J. Brown jersey on.
Suit.
I mean, people freaked out when Obama wore a tan suit.
You know what was badass?
Well, that was communist.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11.
Jeez,
was badass.
Oh, my God.
What a plane.
There's a promo.
I'm sorry. No. Being able to share
I
your
mean,
opinion,
have you ever seen a plane do that?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
You got to admit. Like, if
I
you
mean,
just.
The loss of life.
If
wasn't
you just
so great.
Forget about all the people that died.
I mean, okay. Take the death and destruction out of 9/11. The rest of it was pretty awesome.
Like, think about all the planning.
You have to admit.
Okay. Let me finish.
How many wins is that for Corby?
That is Corby's 86th e-break win. He is now 53 behind the all-time leader, Norman 9/11 Hitzkus.
Oh, jeez.